This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I read a comment from somebody. It was on a tweet or was in an, you know, something that came to me. I don't remember where, to be honest. But and they were advocating for God. It was meant to be inspirational, etc. And I'm about to tell you what the comment was, but I didn't take it that way. So here's what it read. No one has seen God. And it was in the context of, you know, like, well, no one has seen God, but God, you know, he's there, he exists, whatever. But the way they put it, it struck me. I don't know why. And I wanted to do something on it here on the show, because I know that there are people out there who, I would say most of my listeners are believers in a higher power, believer in God or something, certainly spiritual. And for those that aren't, maybe this helps you, maybe it doesn't. I hope it does. But I will give you my warning. I don't care if it does. I just hope that it does, because I'm sharing my own personal thoughts about it. And I think we should be able to empathize with that. In as much as if somebody says, I've had people say to me, Kevin, God abandoned me and blah, 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 and I just don't, you know, I have a problem. Okay. You're not going to hear me pulling out the Bible. Well, God will abandon you. You don't understand what happened with Job. You know, I'm not going to go all, you know, biblical on you. It's your walk. But when I read that, no one has seen God, I thought to myself, yeah, no one's ever seen the beam that comes out of your remote control, but it turns on your TV, right? So what is this, this idea that you got to see God? I was shocked, folks, at how quickly I concluded that statement was a lie, and started building this thing in my head that I decided I want to talk about this on the show. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And every time I have these types of conversations on this show, I remember something my older brother said to me, who's a preacher now. And he said to me, he goes, Kev, in these days, man, God gonna have you preaching. And I was like, man, you must be crazy. And I remember thinking years ago that I would never, ever write a book. It would be so difficult, I wouldn't do it. I have three. Go check them out. Three best-selling books. Go to the website. I'm sure they're up there somewhere. We don't tout them very often, but they're good books. They're not the good book, though. So there are things in your life that you go, I would never die. I'm never. And here's what I've learned. Never say never. And I'm not the first person to say that. But I think that God has a purpose for me. I don't even think that. I know that, because as I told some kids the other day at a rough high school, and I've said on this show many times, the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day that you find out what you were born to do. And I was born to do this. And where that will evolve, I don't know. I hope that it touches and helps people. I truly hope that. But there's a part of me that can't care, because that's up to you. It's up to the receiver. So here's what I will tell you. When someone says no one has seen God, I grew up believing that God is something that we are not able to see. Now, I had the picture of his son Jesus. When you walked into our house, on the very front door, not the door, but the wall next to the door, were the three pictures that hung in almost every black person's home when I was growing up. It was a picture of Jesus, Martin Luther King, and JFK. Those are the three pictures you were likely to see in overwhelming number of black homes. I can tell you this. I don't have any official Rasmussen polls, but at almost every one of my relatives' houses, those pictures were up. But I never saw pictures of God. Saw Jesus, didn't see God. He was merely an idea. God as an idea was a concept. And I remember going to church and they would say, in my father's house, there are many rooms. Talking about, because people would say, well, where are we all going to fit? when we go to heaven, because we're thinking, you know, manly, and Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many rooms. In other words, there's plenty of room for everybody. Don't worry about it. And in many places in the Bible, they tell you, stop trying to think about the Bible in terms of how we think about things here on earth. You can't think about it that way. And when you look at the vastness of space, you kind of get an idea around it, right? What are we going to be? Are we going to become planets? So, going back to this, it was a concept of God. And I'm sure some artist has given us some idea about God. But I personally have never seen what I would call, what would be a picture of God. I've seen Jesus, but I haven't seen God. And I'm hesitant to say that because I want to say that, you know, there's been some cloud formation or some movie where they were, God was, you know, like in the, you know, lightning and all that other stuff. Maybe so. I don't know. But I don't recall it. Jesus, yes. And as you guys know, lots of controversy over what does Jesus look like and all that stuff. But whatever. We know Jesus was, he existed. He walked on earth. There's no question of Jesus being here. But as a whole, God is faceless, he's formless, and he's left to the imagination of the believer. And that certainly was my belief until I got closer to God and understood that in my failures in life, is God bringing me closer to him? How are you going to learn anything if you're not failing? If everything's going good, you don't learn. You got to fail. So for me, the concept that nobody has seen God is complete and utter nonsense. God, folks, is everywhere. He reveals himself all the time. It's ridiculous to think otherwise. I'm amazed at how often people miss seeing God. How many pictures of majestic sunrises? Or maybe you actually witnessed one for yourself. What about the sunsets? Every one of them is a manifestation of God. What screensaver do you have on your computer? What beautiful place in nature? Victoria Falls? Is it some beautiful mountain scenery with a brook running through it or whatever? With a cabin? You know, sitting in the backdrop or whatever. I don't know what you've got. What vacation memories are your favorite? You got any pictures or any videos of you holding your children when they were born or maybe holding your grandchild or you playing with your grandchild or playing with your children? Have you looked, reflected on any of that stuff? Have you been brought to tears by music you've heard or the symphony or maybe your wedding song? God is absolutely everywhere. Easy to see, easy to spot, tapping on your shoulder all the time. You just got to learn how to listen. What can I tell you, folks? We got a God-inspired show today. Keep it
in. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So let me set up this backdrop for this story. You probably know George Lopez, the comedian. Not a very attractive guy, but he's built a career on being George the Mexican. You know, of course, before George was Paul Rodriguez, who was a kind of a mainstay in comedy and Latino comedy. And then after George Lopez and Rodriguez is a guy named Carlos Mencia, who's a really funny guy, but he's got a reputation in comedy of stealing jokes and stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't think of stealing jokes because every joke that's told, you know, you're going to tell me about a divorce. Well, all comics talk about divorce, or they talk about marriage, or they talk about relationships, or they talk about whatever. The only thing that's unique to you is something that is truly unique to you, like how you grew up or whatever. And even those are iterations of you know, derivatives, if you will, of other comedian stuff. It's funny, I can listen to a comic show, and I'll make notes of things and go, oh, that reminds me of this, which is my personal experience. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This series that I'm doing is kind of what I'm calling spiking the football. And what it is it's showcasing leftism when it attacks itself, when it disagrees with itself, when it shows its what I like to think of as hypocrisies, excuse me, and ironies. I'll catch my breath here in a bit. Hypocrisies and ironies. And I call them ironic hypocrisies or hypocritical ironies. Either way, it works. And that's what you see with leftism all the time. It is inconsistent. And oh, by the way, I'm not going to tell you that we're exonerating the right in a lot of this stuff, because we're not. The right makes lots of mistakes and does lots of stupid stuff. And we can learn lessons from the left, and we don't make them as often as they do, but we do make them. We have things brewing right now in the conservative movement that just drive me crazy. People that could be helping, and they don't do it. Now, I will admit, in many cases, as conservatives, you know what we're guilty of? We don't ask for help. We feel like, okay, people should know we don't need help, or that, you know, whatever. But no, we should be asking for help. Anyway, this scenario is George Lopez is with two guys. A guy named Steve Trevino, who's a comic who's really paying his dues. He's doing it the hard way. And there's another guy in there, I don't know his name, but he's been invited as well. And they were yapping about everything, mostly about Hispanic humor, Latino humor. And Lopez is a fun, I mean, there are times he's funny. When he stays away from politics, the guy's actually pretty clever. But the problem is he can't stay away from politics. Now, that being said, my sets, my comedy is political. But it's political. I tell people the reason why I do political humor is because I see so many of the other side, on the other side, doing political humor against us, that I say we got to even it out. But humor's humor to me. It funny is funny. I don't know that I have to talk about politics at all. I can write a set that has nothing to do with politics. Now, it may cover race. It may cover, sexploitation of kids. And you could go, well, Kevin, that's all political. No. I'm talking about, I don't have to mention Republican or Democrat or whatever. I can talk to you about what's going on in the world. Like, for example, I usually do stuff that puts white folks a little bit, you know, on the defensive at the early on, just because I want them to feel that. I like making people feel a little uncomfortable with comedy. So I do focus on racial humor, and that's okay. Many black comics do that. David Chappelle is a master at some of the things that he's written. You know, the Negars, I'm saying that, you know, but that family that he did on his show, many of the things he writes are things that make you go, ooh, it's cringeworthy, but it's funny, and it's made to make you think. And I write a lot of the same kind of stuff. But going back to Lopez. So Lopez is having his radio show. I forget the name of it. And they're talking about a new comic who's up and coming. And Democrats want to make you believe that they take care of each other, that, and particularly when it comes down to specific issues like Black Lives Matter, you know, and black people taking care of one another. Listen to LeBron James or Steph Curry or some of these the race pimps that are on the left. To listen to them, you would think that they are going around looking for the best players to showcase, the best black comics, the best black doctors, the best black this. None of it is happening. None of it. They are so jealous. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something. Sad news for the Republicans and the conservatives. We have a lot of people that are jealous too. They will not build others. We're having an event, a vision summit. You know what our vision summit is about? Our vision summit is about showcasing new talent, people that you probably haven't heard of, letting you get an understanding of how deep these people are. New people. New faces, new voices. Why are we not all doing this? Anyway, back to Lopez. There's an exchange. He took heat for it because he's being introduced to a young comedian. And this guy, Steve Trevino, is telling him, man, this guy he's amazing. We need to make it easier for him. And here's that exchange.
You know, there's this kid blowing up right now, this Ralph Barbosa. Kid's blowing up. And I'm like, I'm praying for him.
Who is that?
Because I'm like, this kid needs a pass. I want this kid to get the pass. This kid's blowing up, George. Huge. And I'm very proud of him. But Gil, I don't hate on him. I want that kid to have it easy.
I'm going to tell you this.
Because we f***ing had it hard. You harder than me.
You said that kid is blowing up. I don't know who he is. But where is he from?
He's from Dallas, Texas. Young kid. Very, very young. Just did the Tonight Show. Did one of those Latino HBO specials. The kid's selling out everywhere he goes now. And I think to myself,
well, where's he going, though? You can't say everywhere he goes.
He's going to Wisconsin.
Well, to a comedy club, though?
Yeah, comedy club in Milwaukee. He's doing great.
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for him because I want one young Latino to get the pass.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. So Lopez is being told about this kid, Ralph Barbosa. And the first thing is, who is that? Never heard of him. And the guy's like, kid's blowing up, George. And he wants this kid to have it easy. And then George says, well, you said the kid is blowing up. I don't know who he is. So if George doesn't know him, well, he can't be blowing up. I mean, so what? He's been, he did a Latino HBO special. So what? He's selling out all over the place. So what? George is poo-pooing on another guy. But George will tell you, he's all about the Mexicans, man. He's all about them. See, this is why I call these spiking the football, these segments. I'm spiking the football because what I'm telling you is George Lopez doesn't give a crap about other Mexican performers. In fact, if you listen to that entire interview, George Lopez goes on to tell people, he says, hey, you know what? Me and Carlos Mencia and Paul Rodriguez, we did an event together. We didn't even talk to each other. We were beefing. We wouldn't even talk to each other. They don't like each other. They can't stand each other. And I feel like it's necessary to expose these guys for being the disingenuous liars they are. Lopez doesn't care about Latino performers. He only cares about himself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A raid that killed an ISIS leader in Syria has come with a cost.
As the Pentagon has reported, an explosion during the raid also resulted in four U.S. troops and one other working dogs suffering some injuries.
White House spokesman John Kirby says the four plus the Army dog were treated at a U.S. medical facility in Iraq. Kirby also says we may never know much more about the three floating objects shot down last week. He says Canadian authorities have already decided to not to try to find the objects shot down over the Yukon. Five fired Memphis police officers have all pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and other charges in the death of Tyree Nichols. Top Fed official says interest rates will continue to rise until the nation's inflation rate's down to 2%. And Amazon is telling its executives it's time to come back to the office at least 3 days a week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a term you'll hear quite often. It's called escalation. Or as Jim Clyburn says, esculation. That you can see how things could escalate. Oh, you gotta love those members of the Congressional Black Circus. Anyway, yeah, so escalation. And, it, you know, you can tell when things are getting there. They continue to rise to the point of, uh-oh. And you've sensed it. It may be in a confrontation. If you're a person like me who's been in a lot of fights, you know when it's about to escalate. But it's also escalation in things like when someone goes from, say, watching through a window, you know, some girl get undressed, to breaking in the house and stealing her panties, to sexually assaulting this person. And the people who profile these folks go, there's a level of escalation that occurs, and you see it. You watch it. It's a trend. And if you're smart, you're watching out for these trends in everything. Escalations can occur in a relationship where someone tests you to the point where you go, look, this the relationship is no longer any good. It's toxic, and I need to get out before things, what's that word again? Escalate. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What we're witnessing right now is an escalation. I know you haven't missed it. The escalation of Democrats cheating blatantly. The escalation of Democrat lies. Blatant. In your face lies. Hunter Biden. I don't know if it's my laptop. I mean, it could be some kind of Russian conspiracy. The blatant lies in escalation around January 6th. The blatant lies about Joe Biden winning the election with the most votes of any president in the history of the Republic. Are you kidding? The blatant lies that Joe Biden doesn't know anything about his son's stuff. The blatant lies that Joe Biden... how much escalation do you need? The blatant support of the Democratic Party by the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, etc. You seeing it escalate? Of course you are. You'd have to be obtuse not to see it. What about the escalation of leftism in general? People that will get in your face willing to protect pedophiles by calling them child attracted people. The escalation of the border. What's happening there? They're letting them in. The escalation of them saying, well, they're just as good as citizens as you are. Let them vote. Let them work. Let them have all the opportunities, all the things that you've paid for. Let them have it for nothing. Surely, there's nobody out there who's I should say, worthy of listening to this program. That sounds pretty cocky, but you're smart enough if you're listening to this program to know that this is happening right in front of your face. It's insanity, but it is happening. And we've got to stop it. Escalating. What about crime? Is that escalating? Overall violent crime in the U.S. has jumped this year compared to 2021. Jumped. Even as the numbers of murders have dropped. Now, here's what the issue with the number of murders. Don't get excited when you hear, oh, well, there was at least the good news. Murders essentially stayed steady. Everything else through the roof. But let's just go with, okay, Kevin, it is good news that the murders dropped. Okay, let's run with that. Remember what I talked about with escalation. Major crimes, such as robberies, aggravated assaults, rose in the first 6 months of 2022 compared with the same period last year. They've escalated. So in the first 6 months, there were roughly 237,000 incidents. These are reported compared to 227,000 incidents. But that's not the numbers that should scare you. The biggest leaps in violent crime in the 70 agencies, which include the New York Police Department, the NYPD. Now, they've got all, they looked at Baltimore, you know, they got all these different ones that they tested. By the way, this isn't conclusive. It isn't all of them. Because there were places like St. Louis and Memphis and places in Little Rock where shot through the roof. Portland, for goodness sakes. Robberies rose to 60,175 in the first 6 months compared to 53,212. So in other words, there were roughly 7,000 more robberies in 2022 than there were in 2021. It's a big number. It's over 12% increase from year to year. Aggravated assault. 157,000 versus 153,000. So only 4,000 more, but significant. There's not a single thing, that category of violent crime that did not go up and went up relatively significantly. And that, folks, is what you call escalation. So they say, well, Kevin, the murders didn't go up. Murders are relatively flat. But they're escalating. Because if you'll hit somebody in the head to take their car, to take their money or whatever, it's just a matter of time before you figure out, hey, why not just kill them? It's a lot easier. Nobody left behind. Don't have to worry about witnesses and so on and so forth. They're escalating. And I want to talk about something else as well. The Canadians are watching what's happening. They're seeing the border issue with America. And of course, we already know that New York is struggling with this very issue, right? Because there's a few hundred people or whatever the number is that have managed to get up to New York. And Eric Adams is concerned about it. Well, get this. Canadian officials are concerned because they say they want New York City Mayor Eric Adams to immediately stop sending illegal aliens across the northern U.S. border into Canada. The National Guard, they say, has been helping distribute taxpayer-funded one-way tickets from Manhattan. Are you aware of this? Any form of assistance to migrants crossing the border where it is strictly forbidden to do so should stop immediately, reads a statement from the office of the Quebec Premier François Legault. We understand that the situation of migrants in New York poses major challenges, but the situation in Quebec, and particularly in Montreal, you guys know it as Montreal, is even worse and constitutes an important humanitarian issue. So get this. Nobody wants them, not even Trudeau's Canada. They do not want them either. They reported this, that thousands of new migrants have been helped across the U.S.-Canada border, including some who, quote, reported their desire to relocate to other cities, and Catholic Charities provided some assistance. Oh, there go the Catholics. They gave them travel expenses. They said the migrants are tearing up their American immigration documents between Pittsburgh and the Canadian border, leaving scraps of paper from the Department of Homeland Security and Transportation and Customs Enforcement on the floor of a shuttle van, which has the word frontera, which means border, on the side. As many as 250 migrants use the Roxham Road crossing to illegally enter Canada each day, with nearly all of them settling in Montreal, Quebec, the biggest, that's Quebec's biggest city, in case you're not familiar with Canada. Why would you be? Who cares, right? So Canada's getting 250 illegals, but you know what they understand? They understand that this has the potential to escalate. You know what Eric Adams understands? He understands that the problem that Texas towns and Arizona and New Mexico and even California, even though California doesn't consider it a problem, that these people are experiencing is about to escalate in his area. New York now has thousands of people. They say they've processed over 45,000 migrants since the spring, with about 29,100 of them housed in emergency shelters. And let me tell you, here's what their problem is. These migrants are not, they're not happy. They're not, like, grateful. They're like, shoot, we're staying in these five-star hotels. What are you talking about? We don't need to leave. How are you going to treat us this way? They know how to get media to draw attention to these leftists being liars. And you know what Eric Adams doesn't want? He doesn't want these ingrates to let the problem escalate. Again, folks, leftism spiraling in on itself.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Call this segment Blacklash. Two stories of leftism and, stuff with black folks that backfired.
Yeah.
Blacklash. The first story is about the MSA shooter, the MSU shooter, the Michigan State shooter, Anthony McCray. Had a gun charge a few years earlier. Nothing was done. And I was on a radio show and we talked about this. And I don't know what circumstances Anthony McCray was in. But I can tell you this. If you're black in America and you live in a city and you don't have a gun, you're a fool. You're a fool. You're a mark. Now, if you live in a nice, nice area of the city, maybe you're okay. But I just will tell you, if I lived in a city, I wouldn't care whether I caught a gun charge or not. I would have a weapon. Now, I'd be very cordial to the police so they wouldn't have to do anything or search me or whatever. But I would have a weapon because I know what it's like growing up black. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I can tell you, most of the young men that I grew up with had a weapon with them. One of my uncles had one on him at all times. It was just normal. And he was a hooligan. He dealt drugs. He fought dogs. He did all the stereotypical stuff that black dudes do. And sadly, you know, he did that stuff. Sold dope. Ran women, as they say. Others had guns. They weren't as blatant or as brazen as my other uncle. He wasn't brazen. He wasn't like throwing it in everybody's face like, oh, I got a gun. But he had one. Because if another drug dealer or somebody up to no good, he would shoot you. It wasn't even a question. He'd shoot you. So I know gun culture. I grew up on a farm, a ranch, not even a farm, a 25,000 acre ranch. Had a gun all the time. I didn't carry it on my person, but I had one in my car all the time growing up. Can't even remember a time not having one. But I didn't run around with, you know, like a pistol, like in the crack of my back, waiting on the stuff to hit the fan, because I lived in a little country town. Now, very few people carried a weapon directly on them, but we all had them within, you know, a few feet. You could run to your car and get it. But in the city, you better not only have a gun, you better have it on your person. So when I learned about Anthony McCrae having a gun, people, well, he had a gun charge, and, you know, he was in blah, 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 and he got another gun, probably for survival. Now, again, I don't know, but I can't blame him for that, because I understand that whole condition. And I know that this guy who was a radio host, he's a friend of mine, he's wanting me to come down. I can't come down on you for something that I know might save his life. Now, he went on to do something really stupid. And he'd had a gun charge. So maybe he never should have had one. It wasn't legal. The one he got couldn't have been legal because he couldn't have gotten a gun. And they don't even know why he decided to shoot up the place or the people. I don't know. I don't know if they'll ever know. Was he crazy? I can tell you this. This story would have a lot more legs to it, because all these stories, the one with this guy that got killed, what was his name, Tyree Nichols, they all had the potential to blow up into something really big, but didn't have all the right formula, weren't enough white folks. In the case of Anthony McCrae, it was only the white folks that got shot, the man and the woman that got shot, and of course one black girl was killed tragically as well. And then I don't know who the other people were that are clinging to life, whose lives had been changed dramatically and forever. But I know this, if that shooter had been a member of the Tea Party, or if they could have tied him as a Trump supporter, it'd be a whole lot different. If he shot three, if it was one of these Tea Partiers, or the people that attacked Jussie Smollett, and he killed a black woman, forget the white woman and the white man, if he killed a black woman, and he had a Confederate flag anywhere in his family heritage? Oh, man, are you kidding me? But thankfully, Anthony McCrae was black, and he demonstrated diversity, equity, and inclusion, or what I like to call diversity, inclusion, and equity, a.k.a. DIE, because he killed a white man, a black woman, and a white woman. So, no harm, no foul. Had all the elements of mum's the word. But boy, that story could have turned out different. And what about this story about this Harvard anti-LGBT attack? Did you guys hear about this story? LGBT students at Harvard tied an alleged anti-gay hate crime attack by a black Democrat peer to the campus pro-life group. See, they couldn't let this black dude, who was apparently anti-gay, and they call what he did a hate crime, they couldn't let that go. They had to blame a pro-life group, a campus pro-life group. And you're going to love the rest of this story, because it's got some trappings. The guy's name was Neod Nega, N-E-G-A. You pronounce that last name any way you want. But apparently, Mr. Nega approached another student outside of Langdale Hall on the afternoon of January 23, and repeatedly punched the student, calling him a homophobic slur. The Harvard Crimson reported this on Thursday based on police reports that it obtained. Nega had been charged with assault and battery for the purpose of intimidation, a hate crime under Massachusetts state law. He pleaded not guilty to the charge at a January 27th arraignment. Now, I don't know what happened here. I want to be very clear. But I love the story. I love the dude's name. Nega is a former intern for Montana Democratic Senator John Tester and was a member of the University of Maryland Democrats, according to a LinkedIn profile. So this black dude who's beating this gay dude within an inch of his life and calling him a homophobic slur is solidly a Democrat. He's worked for Senator John Tester. He was with the University of Maryland Democrats. He was with the Harvard Democrat group. I mean, Democrat. Fingerprints all over it. He's also listed his involvement in the Harvard African Law Students Affinity Group. That had to make him feel good and woke. Warnick declined to provide police reports, citing a policy against releasing documents in mental health-related cases. And Jeremy Warnick is a spokesman for the Cambridge Police Department. Said he couldn't release them because there might be mental health issues at play here. You think? According to the Harvard University police report, a witness believed Nega to be either under the influence of narcotics or off medication and reported Nega was in possession of a baseball bat. Now, I could have filed this under stupid things Democrats do or I told you so, a bunch of other things. But it is what it is. It's Democrats being Democrats. Look, what drove him to do this? Did the gay guy he was beating up, did he hit on him or did he touch him in some way? Did he offend him? We have to know. In case you're wondering where this story was, it was on Campus Reform, which is a conservative group that monitors what's going on colleges and universities because nobody else is. And what Campus Reform did is they found a story that, I mean, this should be huge. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I don't know the color of this gay guy. Probably a gay white guy. But if it were a gay black guy, the story might be a little different. If it were a white dude beating up on a gay black guy, it would be different, right? If it were a white conservative guy beating up on a black dude, that would be different, right? I mean, all the parameters are different. Now, I will tell you this. I'll speak for the conservative movement. I don't think your kids should go to college and be beaten up. I train my kids to fight for the reason that they wouldn't get beaten up. But everybody ain't able. Everybody can't do that. But this kid, he's getting beat up. I don't know whether he got beat up over his sexuality. Wouldn't surprise me because Democrats are homophobic. They pretend to like everybody and all that. They're not. They don't. Cher got GLAAD awards, but she was homophobic. She didn't want her daughter to transition from a girl to a guy. Little Chastity, that's now Chad. And there are many examples of this. So I like that we get to periodically, and by the way, Campus Reform is where you can find these types of stories. I like when leftism has to take a look at itself. And that's exactly what we're learning in this story, these two stories, the Michigan State shooter and this Harvard gay basher.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.